And with us this morning is Beth Schwartz. She is superintendent at ISD 166. Good morning, Beth.
Morning, Jay.
And we had a meeting last week, and school board meeting. And let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, I know you want to talk about board officers' pay.
Yeah, our January meeting is always our organizational meeting, and a lot of different things are done to organize the board for the year. I'd like to congratulate Jeannie Anderson, who was elected as board chair, Mary Sanders as board clerk, Sissy Lundy as board treasurer, and then a few other things that we took care of were setting of the meeting date. We will keep that the same, being the third Thursday of the month at 5 p.m. Those meetings are held in the Jane Minowski Conference Center. And then
you can still get to the Jane Minowski Conference
You can,
Center.
But okay. You do need to go through the main entrance, which is where everybody needs to come through our school, is the main entrance.
That's the Eagle Door.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. It also says main entrance right above it, so it is easy identifiable from the outside by the flagpole there. And then we also talked a little bit about compensation rates. Mm-hmm. And I just really want to thank our board members for serving, because their compensation really is minimal, and actually probably some of them probably even go in the hole during the school year and pay to serve as a board member. Their annual stipend is only $2,100. The chair does get an additional $500, but they do not get a per diem meeting piece. What they do is if they are on the negotiations team, they get $35 for each one of those meetings. But we do have a visioning session coming up. For instance, that's considered part of their board work, so they do not get a per diem for coming in for that all-day meeting. And then, of course, they do get reimbursed for mileage at the IRS rate, but I would think that's the least that we can do for people that are driving in and out. And
so, listen, we had last Friday was an interesting day in your life. You started the day by having 2 hour late start, and then all of a sudden that just changed.
Right, and I know that 2 hour late starts are challenging for parents, but I would ask that all parents have a contingency plan for a 2 hour late start. Obviously, if we can have school, we do want to have school. And we watch the weather very carefully. I also like to call a 2 hour late start just to give parents a heads up that school may be closed. And so we can call a 2 hour late start earlier, giving parents that opportunity to start to plan. We were hoping that maybe the ice would move out and things would thaw out, but as many of you who live up the trail or on the west end up the hills, I heard Mount Josephine was a mess. So any of those places, there was just no way that folks could get in. And we certainly err on the side of safety for our students, and therefore closed all day.
Well, you mentioned earlier a visioning work session, and could we talk about what that's going to be? I mean, there's been an administrative survey and all kinds of stuff going on.
Right. We decided to have a visioning session this year. We've had similar meetings in the past, but we are getting to the point now where I think we can start looking forward and really kind of trying to lay out the next 3 years. We do have some surveys out there. Parents, please, please, please go to the school website or to the superintendent's Facebook page and fill out the calendar survey. We've had close to 70 responses, but would like to get a few more in there so that we know how parents are feeling about this year's calendar. We'll also be talking about our budget and looking at the school priorities. As we've talked about many times, we have a drop of about 30 students going into next year, and therefore the board really needs to look carefully at what our priorities were going to be. We've prepared very carefully for that in reductions over the past several years, and I think we are in as good a shape as we can be going into a drastic drop like that.
Well, the high school parking lot's a mess.
The high school parking lot is a mess, and really just want to thank our students. They have been so helpful and so respectful of the construction workers, and being asked, can you move your car here, and we're going to blast there, and just a lot of last-minute things after school with kids needing to move cars. We've tried very, very hard to protect in the instructional integrity of the school. We have had some minor issues with jackhammering that we've had to request be stopped. And so, again, just encourage students and teachers to let us know if any of the construction is interfering with learning. The parking lot will probably, student parking will probably be pretty rough through the spring here, but it is, they can get through there now. Their numbers are back up, and so they now know where they need to park again, and we go with the flow.
Okay, we've been speaking with Beth Schwartz. She is superintendent at ISD 166. Thanks for stopping by, and we will talk with you, if not sooner, after the next board meeting.
All right, thanks, Jay. Have a good one.